I'm Sean Power reporting. The city of Lamar's annual Christmas time celebration is all set to kick off tomorrow. Christmas in hometown Lamar's will celebrate its 6th anniversary and for the first time has expanded to 2 days. Margaret Catton, one of the committee members for Christmas in hometown Lamar's, explained to KLEM what the day is all about.
To us here in Lamar's is an opportunity to kick off and celebrate the holiday season and invite all of our neighbors and visitors alike to come and join us in what turns out to be like a day from a Hallmark holiday movie, honestly.
The fun starts tonight when a kickoff event will take place, with activities at the Olson Events Center open a day early for the public to experience. A full day of events on Saturday starts at 8 a.m., with events running until the evening. Attractions include the Holiday Train, Santa's Fun Run 5K, live music and dancers, a petting zoo, oversized games, a gingerbread house contest, appearances from Santa, and much more. Two new activities will be introduced for this year. New carriage rides will give visitors a scenic tour of downtown, and a festival of trees will be showcased at the Plymouth County Historical Museum. Catton says that Christmas in hometown Lamar's is a great way for families to get into the holiday spirit.
There is a lot going on. Everybody is busy and bustling around, and there's a lot of to-dos and a lot of lists. But here we provide everything you would need from, you know, fine dining around town. We have so many restaurants. We have the stores, and then we have activities for kids of all ages. You know, the majority of these events are free. There are indoor events and outdoor events. And it's just a good time to gather and be with one another, kind of slow down a little bit and have some fun. You know, it's about bringing joy and being with family and friends and remembering what the season is about.
Catton says the highlight of the day is the final performance on Saturday evening.
You know, the final performance at the end of the night is really a huge celebration. And we're so blessed to have the Browns in town, the Central Dance Academy, and the Turnaround dance teams that just perform phenomenally on stage, along with our hosts, Mike and Cheryl Wells, and they offer a lovely Christmas blessing. In addition to, we've incorporated the live nativity into the show. So it's just a really great way to end the night.
She says that over 160 volunteers will participate in bringing the event to life.
The amount of hands that it takes to pull this event off is over 160. It's a lot of people, and we are so blessed that we have the community engagement that we do here in Lamar's. While it is still difficult to get 160 people gathered, you know, 2 days after Thanksgiving with everyone traveling, we are able to do it, and we make it fun for everyone. So we're very appreciative for all of the volunteers, the time that they take, flexibility as we pivot depending on what's going on throughout the day.
With a packed schedule of events and new activities added for this year, Catton says that she encourages the community to come out and celebrate the holidays. Christmas in hometown Lamar's kicks off tonight at 4 p.m. ahead of the full day of fun and activities on Saturday. For a full list of events, check under this story on our website. Randy Feenstra brought his campaign for the GOP nomination for governor of Iowa to the Sioux City Pizza Ranch for a meet and greet on Tuesday afternoon. The whole Republican and current 4th District congressman spoke to around 20 people and took questions from those in attendance. Afterwards, Feenstra spoke with the media and explained that he couldn't attend a candidates event in Holstein on Monday night because he was campaigning on the other side of the state.
Yesterday in Dubuque, Fort Madison, it's just been great to talk to people around the state. And what I found is every part of the state is different. Every part of the state has different economic issues. And that's what we have to remember. And when I become governor, I want to make sure that we handle each area differently. I mean, we want to dramatically grow and expand the city and the surrounding area. But that's different than what we see probably in Dubuque, or different than what we see in Fort Madison.
Feenstra also clarified how he feels about the use of eminent domain.
I'm adamantly against using eminent domain. We can't use it for private companies. But we also have to get together as a legislature, as a body, and resolve this issue. We can't let it fester. We got to get it done. So the first thing I do is call everybody together and say, let's get a bill that we can pass. And that's what has to happen. But we always have to remember, private property is private. That means that there has to be a negotiation between the private landowner and the business if they want something to be built.
Feenstra also addressed what may occur after the first of the year, when the Affordable Health Care Act will be addressed. He says we will not go through another government shutdown like the recent one that lasted over a month.
No, we won't. We are working with a plan. We have to understand that Obamacare dramatically increased premiums for everybody, right? It was sold as a bill of goods that it was supposed to reduce, and it didn't. It dramatically increased health care. So what we're trying to do is say, all right, what can we do with these tax credits and give them directly to families, give them directly to businesses instead of big health insurance companies?
He says they will work to lower health insurance premiums for families and businesses. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.